recording. We have 48 minutes. I think we can do that. That's me coughing, and all you'll right. deal with it.
Never. We're not going to be funny anymore because it's recording.
My cursor stopped working. Cursor.
Motherfucker.
Geek Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday. And oh my goodness, yes, it's been a year. We're going back to Mysticon! I mean, it's worth it for the Harry Potter-themed Rocky Horror alone.
You know it.
And then Robert Picardo and I get to catch up on what we've been doing over the years. Please. I bet I could get him to come to karaoke. Huh? Huh? I wonder if I can get him to sing Doctor Doctor. Welcome to February 22nd. We're the fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The things you laugh at, sir. You made me miss the bell, damn it.
Sorry.
Well, your laughter was just so hypnotizing. The folks bringing it to you today, the man who will say the following words repeatedly over the course of this weekend, that there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Oh, there's a flavor.
Indeed. And I'm the guy that's going to be so loopy, this is all you'll hear me sing the entire weekend.
It's not dead. Oh, I'm so glad that she's not dead.
What happened, sir? I'm saying we're going to have fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one they call Dr. Feelgood. I'm the one they... See, just get Robert Picardo to sing that. In 1630, popcorn is introduced to the pilgrims by an Indian named Quatakine, who delivered it to them in deerskin bags as his contribution to the first Thanksgiving dinner. Indigenous people have been growing popcorn for more than 1,000 years before the arrival of European colonists.
1774, the English House of Lords rules that authors do not have perpetual copyright, and one day Walt Disney would say, I will not be an author.
1828, German biochemist Frederick Wohler informs Jacob Berzelius that he has synthesized the organic chemical urea, which was formerly found only in urine. This marks the first time that a chemical produced only by living organisms has ever been synthesized.
And that's the one we went for. All right. 1924, the first presidential radio address broadcast from the White House is delivered by Calvin Coolidge. It's carried on 5 stations with an estimated 5 million listeners.
Now you just need a cell phone and Twitter. Yeah. 1965, the Soviet Union launches Cosmos 57 into Earth orbit.
1986, the first Swedish satellite, Viking, is launched aboard an Ariane 1 rocket. They didn't give it a number because, one's good enough.
In short order, it proceeded to go around and take over and pillage all of the other satellites in the area.
Take a chance on me.
In 1989, renowned physicist Stephen Hawking publicly denounces the Star Wars project as a deliberate fraud.
I didn't know he knew about the prequels that soon. 1993, the made-for-TV movie Babylon 5 The Gathering, directed by Richard Compton, starring Michael O'Hare, Tamlin Tamita, Jerry Doyle, Mira Ferland, premieres. This will serve as the pilot for the series Babylon 5, and not The Gathering.
And I also believe that it is available on DVD. I believe we talked about it earlier this week.
Yes, we did, yeah.
The space shuttle Columbia is launched on its 19th mission. During the mission, it conducts experiments involving the second flight of a tethered satellite. During the course of the experiment, the tether breaks and the satellite is lost.
Sure. 1997, in Roslyn, Scotland, scientists announced they have successfully cloned an adult sheep named Dolly from an adult somatic cell using the process of nuclear transfer.
2006, at least 6 men staged the largest robbery in Britain's history, stealing £53 million from a Securitas depot in Tunbridge, Kent. That amount, of course, would be supplanted just a little over a decade later when they announced Brexit.
2007, Apple and Cisco announced an agreement under which both companies will use the iPhone name worldwide. Cisco acquired the iPhone trademark with Infogear Technology in June of 2000. In October 2006, Apple was granted trademarks in Australia and Singapore.
2008, researchers at Princeton University announced that the discovery of a technique by which chilling DRAM with compressed air causes it to retain data long after a computer is shut down. Using this technique, the security keys used to encrypt data can be recovered, allowing encrypted systems to be compromised.
Which was the inspiration they got from hackers.
That makes sense, because many of those characters were very chill.
Birthdays?
Zach Roerig, 34 years old. Matt on Vampire Diaries.
Drew Barrymore is 44 from E.T., Firestarter, Charlie's Angels, Whip It.
And, of course, is fantastic on the Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, right.
New season coming out next month. Thomas Jane, 50 years old, from Deep Blue Sea, was Jonah Hex in the animated short, and I thought he made a pretty darn good Punisher. It's a shame he wasn't able to do it in a better movie. Oh, wait. They did a short one that was.
Jeri Ryan is 51, best known for being 7 of 9 on Voyager and charging way too much for her autograph at Dragon Con.
However, a great inspiration for a fantastic costume by Carla.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Yeah. Rachel Dratch, 53 years old, from SNL, 30 Rock. Rachel Dratch's midnight snack, and I believe is married to John Oliver in some of the sketches that they do on Last Week Tonight.
Ed Boon is 55, the co-creator of Mortal Kombat!
He is the best! Kyle MacLachlan, 60 years old, Agent Cooper from Twin Peaks, Dune, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Portlandia, wasn't he in
Blue
Showgirls?
Velvet. Well, he was in Showgirls, he certainly was. Ellen Green is 68, Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors, and the beloved, wonderful, gone too soon, Pushing Daisies.
Yes. John Ashton, 71 years old, Taggart in Beverly Hills Cop, and Gone Baby Gone.
Isn't that TV series with that Richard Tyson that I can't remember? Judy Cornwall is 79. That's Daisy on Keeping Up Appearances.
Barry Denon, 81, from Batman, Superman 3, and Shock Treatment.
That's what he's known for. Rebecca Scholl is 90. Faye from Wings.
Oh, wow. James Hong, 90 years old, who's Poe's dad in Kung Fu Panda. He was one of those guys that's been in a bunch of stuff, but we loved him as Lo Pan in Big Trouble in Little China.
Paul Dooley is 91, the dad in 16 Candles, and of course, Strange Brew.
Born this day no longer with us, 1732, George Washington. He was an American general and politician, first president of the United States, and is probably turning over in his grave.
1907, Robert Young from Father Knows Best and Dr. Kildare.
1918, Don Pardo. He's an American radio and television announcer.
1925, Edward Gorey, an American illustrator and poet. Yes, that one girlfriend you love from high school has all of his books.
On television, we've got on CBS a new MacGyver, Hawaii 50, and another Hawaii 50.
ABC, it's Fresh Off the Boat, Speechless, and 2020.
NBC has a new Blacklist. Blacklist and Dateline.
Everyone's showing two things tonight. Fox, it's a new Last Man Standing, The Cool Kids, and Madeline defends Levi after he gets himself into trouble and learns of a worrisome secret about his past on Person of Interest.
CW has a rerun of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Penn and Teller Fool Us.
Freeform, Rise of the Guardians, The Legends of Gahool, or whatever.
A&E has a new live PID.
FX has The Martian.
FXX Simpsons, Who Shot Mr. Burns 1 and 2, and Bart Sells His Soul.
That's the one you show to really religious people who hate The Simpsons, because that's a beautiful episode. FXM, Maze Runners, The Scorch Trials. Which one is that? I don't know. It's not the first one.
The second one.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that whole series. They're good. BBC America, well, the only way to win is to not play, but we encourage you to watch War Game.
Paramount tonight's doing a little twist on the showing the same thing twice with Hangover 2, followed by Hangover 2. Okay.
Yeah, instead of two different episodes, they're showing the same thing. Sci-Fi has Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
TBS will be showing Marvel's The Avengers. And Patrick Bennie's nowhere in there. Not, I looked everywhere.
It's no Emma Peel. TNT has Sully.
The Science Channel has a marathon of unearthing ancient secrets.
If you can dodge bad television, then you can watch VH1 and watch Dodgeball.
But we're going to watch the Lifetime Movie Network, because when Layla's teen daughter Harper becomes internet famous overnight, she's worried about the amount of online attention that her daughter's suddenly receiving. A fear that proves justified when they realize Harper is a stalker. Now it's up to Layla to save her daughter from a psychopath who'll do anything to be with her and kill anyone who gets in the way. Kelly Sullivan, Lizzie Broadway, Sean Christian star in Instakiller.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Rafe gets Jordan to open up about her recent trauma. She has to decide whether to tackle it alphabetically, numerically, or by order of severity. Claire fights jealousy when she realizes Tripp's been hanging out with Haley. She tries to go the distance, but jealousy TKOs her in the third. Ben admits to Sierra he's not sure if he could have stopped himself from killing Jordan. Wait, so Rafe is talking to a ghost? I'm so confused. What you mean Chad and Abby are gone? Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Ooh, it's time to check your mailbox.
My 8-year-old, catching some of GRD as we pulled into the carpool this morning, said, "Did he just say Harry Potter and the Chamber Pot of Secrets?" Me, yes, he was making a joke. Do you know what a chamber pot is? The 8-year-old, No, me. It's a little toilet you have next to your bed. 8-year-old. He made a body joke. Ha 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 ha. She has my sense of humor. That's from Sandy. Well, yes, Sandy. That's what we do. We're telling all the jokes that 8-year-olds get because that's our target DM. If we're entertaining your children as well, why don't you let us know? Please drop a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Because I'd like to think that, you know, they're laughing at these things and not being horrified by it. Because if they are, well, that would make you a weird parent. But either way, tell us about it by sending a voicemail to
510-GRD-CROW.
At least we didn't say Harry Potty.
Could have been a lot dirtier.
Calling all Dungeons & Dragons fans. If you like actual play podcasts, then I urge you to check out a new one. It's called You Meet in a Tavern, starring a halfling monk with a Napoleon complex, an honorable human paladin with an arsenal of horrible impressions, and an animal-loving half-elf druid whose bonds are covalent and mortgage-backed. We are 420-somethings with dull jobs by day, letting our inner nerd kid shine through our first ever D&D 5th edition campaign together. Come listen to our quest on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at YMIA Tavern. That's You Meet in a Tavern, because every good story starts in a bar.
Hi, this is James Hong. Listen to Gig Radio Daily today.
Indeed you are. The last one before the little break, but don't let that worry you. There's still more info to come.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Of course they do, and sometimes their movies get made. What's going to be out this weekend that we'll miss because we'll be doing other things?
Well, in limited release, we've got 16-year-old Laura Chant lives with her mother and her 4-year-old brother, Jacko, in a poor new suburb on the edge of a partially demolished Christchurch, New Zealand. Laura is drawn into a supernatural battle with an ancient spirit who attacks Jacko and slowly drains the life out of him as the spirit becomes ever younger. Laura discovers her true identity and the supernatural ability within her and must harness it to save her brother's life. Irana James and Benji Purchase star in The Changeover.
Nationwide release will begin as an unlikely friendship and an unlikely franchise between an adolescent Viking and a fearsome Night Fury dragon has become an epic trilogy spanning their lives. In this next chapter, final, who knows, Hiccup and Toothless will finally discover their true destinies. The village chief is ruler of Berk alongside Astrid, and the dragon is leader of his own kind, as both the Sind, the darkest threat they've yet faced, as well as an appearance of a female Night Fury that will test the bonds of their relationships like never before. Kristen Wiig, Gerard Butler, Jay Baruchel, and somehow TJ Miller are all in How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Reformed gangster and former wrestler Ricky, his wife Julia, daughter Soraya, and son Zach make a living performing in tiny venues across the country. Ricky and Julia want a better life for their children, and when brother and sister get the chance to audition for the WWE, it seems the family dream is coming true and all their troubles will be solved. However, Soraya and Zach are about to learn that becoming a WWE superstar demands more than they ever imagined possible as athletes and siblings. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Vince Vaughn, Stephen Merchant, Lena Headey, and Nick Frost star in Fighting With My Family. But if you think getting in the ring with the beastly gladiators of sports entertainment isn't crazy enough, then tune into Svengoolie on MeTV. After a 20-year stay at an asylum for double murder, a mother returns to her estranged daughter where suspicions arise about her behavior. This film is so insane it comes with the warning, this movie vividly depicts ex-murders. See William Castle direct Joan Crawford in 1964's Straightjacket.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Ridley Scott stayed away from the Alien franchise for decades, but nowadays he's got no shortage of Alien ideas. Alien Covenant came as at least one of the script was either completed or in a near-complete state when it was released.
I will never understand how a film with Danny McBride expressing his love for John Denver did not make billions!
Right? It looks like those folks are willing to continue on with the franchise even though that didn't make a lot of money. More specifically, well, allegedly specifically, in series form. Now, we ignored a rumor last week that two different Alien live-action films, TV series, are being produced by Scott, because who knows if that's true or not.
So, am I never getting Prometheus 2 Electric Prometheus-loo?
Not when something better is possible, because now the rumor is much better that an R-rated animated series based on the video game Alien Isolation is being developed for a 7-episode run. It'll come from Axis Animation, who did work on the game and could hit this coming April.
That is production moving at ludicrous speed.
I am a huge fan of the Alien Isolation game and would love for this rumor to be true. Since the timeline is like 5 weeks from now, we'll know sooner rather than waiting months to find out, because there's no way something this close to air is going to get called off. And who knows, Amanda Ripley might even have to face the most terrifying xenomorph of all, the crab-walking alien!
I'd rather watch a crab-raving alien. The Oz series of books from L. Frank Baum have never gotten a proper adaptation.
Then you never saw David Lynch's Wild at Heart.
Okay, that was one scene. But I hear you out there, though. Yes, we have the classic Wizard of Oz film starring Judy Garland, but they don't touch the tone of the novels.
And the slippers are the wrong color.
We also have Return to Oz, and as much as I love that movie, except for the wheelies, they still creep me the hell out. That thing is way too dark for what the stories ultimately were.
Then you never read The Electroshock Therapist of Oz.
Now somebody figured out the best way to do it as a TV series.
Then you never saw Vincent D'Onofrio's Emerald City wig.
Legendary Entertainment is working on bringing these novels to the small screen. It'll be written and produced by Ed Rickert, who is perhaps best known for his work on Now You See Me, as well as work on Wayward Pines and Jessica Jones.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
This version is being described as the series will examine stories and characters in Oz that haven't been previously explored. When the return of a long-exiled witch brings fear, division, and war to Oz, the only hope is a servant girl who may become the most powerful and dangerous woman in the land.
Then you never saw the HBO series with Ernie Hudson as the Warden of Oz.
And we all know what happens in those prison showers. I've seen Oz.
Scrub, scrub here, scrub, scrub there, where the old white oak bronze, a man can wash another man in the belly of land of Oz.
Thankfully, a restraining order has already been delivered to James Franco, keeping him 1,000 feet away from this production.
Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart are now in the record books.
Their dueling singing belches are both amazing and hypnotic.
No, I'm afraid Gilbert Gottfried still holds that record. I'm talking about their 20-year run as X-Men on film.
I give them 4 snaps in an X formation.
The honor was announced on the British Morning Show this morning, which did a story about both receiving recognition for their contribution and dedication to their comic book characters.
Anna Paquin has been rogue for 20 years.
Yeah, but like 3 times. But since Disney is about to reboot the X-Men and hopefully inject them into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it would be very smart to make an offer to both Jackman and Stewart, one that they couldn't refuse, in hopes of getting them to continue portraying their iconic characters, especially considering Jackman always wanted to have a Guinness World Record.
Ooh, mouse money is a good incentive, too.
True. And can you make the damn Deadpool Wolverine flick already? That theater would be the happiest place on Earth.
Well, we will see if they keep anyone after the Endgame reboot. So many are moving on. Chris Hemsworth even has a film coming up in which everyone is his brother.
What kind of Wes Anderson weirdness is that?
Oh, it's not. He's playing WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan in a Netflix biopic. But one of Hogan's oldest rivals has stepped up to challenge Hemsworth and take his claim as the real legend of the Earth. WWE legend and Hall of Famer The Iron Sheik tweeted a response to the Hemsworth Hogan casting saying,
"Chris Hemsworth, you jabroni. I swear to Jesus, I suplex you when I see you. Remember who make the Hulkamania and is the real legend of the Earth.
And listen to the Geek Radio Daily today.
And me want cookie."
Netflix has had a lot of success with their wrestling series Glow, so it makes sense that they're branching off into something like this. The real question, though, is if the Netflix biopic will cover Hulk Hogan's epic encounter with the Iron Sheik on January 23rd, 1984, at the fabled Madison Square Garden. The match is remembered for Hogan's ability to escape the Iron Sheik's finishing move, the camel clutch submission hold, and ultimately defeat the Iron Sheik to become the new WWF World Heavyweight Champion, a title Hogan would hold for the next 4 years.
Who's going to be Mr. T?
Rampage Jackson?
Ooh.
Hogan is arguably the most famous professional wrestler of all time, having been a fixture of the wrestling scene since starting in the late 70s. The wrestler has also appeared in a variety of movies, TV shows, and other media over the decades.
Hulk Hogan's rocking wrestling for life!
You're not wrong. I was a huge fan of Thunder in Paradise featuring Jack Lemmon's kid. However, Hogan has also been embroiled in several relatively recent scandals. World Wrestling Entertainment cut ties with him in 2015 after a racist rant surfaced, although he later apologized for those remarks and has since returned to the organization.
Let's get to what folks really want to know. Is it going to cover the sex tape?
Probably, but don't get your hopes up. Mjolnir will not be in this film, brother.
Competitive esports have been rising in popularity, so why not competitive pinball?
Because that would make it P-sports? Feel free to insert your own R. Kelly or presidential joke here.
Stern Pinball's Pro Circuit Championship Tournament to be held Saturday, March 9th at the Bottom Lounge Bar in Chicago is scheduled to be featured in a half-hour show August 7th on ESPN, The Ocho. Cameras will be at Stern's upcoming event to film footage and replay it on TV this summer. The competition will feature the 40 highest-ranked pinball players in the world and is the grand flipper-off of 20 sanctioned tournaments held during the course of a 12-month season. The finals, 5 p.m. March 9th, are open to the public, followed by an acoustic performance by Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies at 9 p.m. Tickets are $30. Don't know how I did not see this thing coming, because I'm a pinball wizard. But hey, watch out for that earplugged remedial student with a blindfold on. That kid sure plays a mean pinball. GOD is licensed under the Creative Commons. Attributes is not commercial, not derivative works. God, I wish we could get Tina Turner to stop by for something. Anyway, yeah, come see us on Facebook and Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
And you're not going to swing by. She don't need another hero.
Oh, it's true. Well, Tina, come on by. I love you. What's love got to... Okay, fine, fine. You've got an answer for everything, Tina. Everything.
She's rolling by the dock, so you're not
so drop us a note, would you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or you can always send us a voicemail to the magic number of this. Gosh, I hope you heard it. We'll see you as soon as we can, but for now, we're going to Mysticon, baby!
Because we're a mess right now.
We is.
What do you think? It stinks!
Man. Game over, man! Game over!
What the hell are you still doing here?
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
My problem is this place. This place is my tomb. I'm buried here. A young man, a king, a warrior, is entombed in this old man's crippled body. And all I need is a woman, Mr. Burton. A special kind of woman with dragon green eyes to make me whole again, young again, that I may rule the universe from beyond this grave.
Qingdai, the god of the east.
Who, him? This guy?
No, not me, Mr. Burton. My demon. The god I must appease in order to regain my heart, my blood. A girl with green eyes to satisfy Qingdai. A girl brave enough to embrace the naked blade. And when I find her, I will marry her.
Never!
And Qingdai will be happy and my curse will be lifted.
You can go off and rule the universe from beyond the grave.
Indeed!
Or check into a psycho ward, whichever comes first, huh?
Jack, will you...
Jack, what? I'm supposed to buy this shit? 2,000 years and he can't find one broad to fit the bill? Come on, Dave, you must be doing something seriously wrong.
There have been others, to be sure. There are always others, are there not? You seem to be one who know the difficulties between men and women, how seldom it works out. Yet we all keep trying like fools.